patrons, welcome to the post game, the special Elon is melting down post game.
It's been a very, very bad week, or 2 weeks now, for Musk stans, I must say. It's been a full-on meltdown. This is up there. We've seen a lot of people fall from grace pretty quickly, but this has been very notable.
To come from the heights of everybody, I mean, lots of, not just the Crowders, but all sorts of people championing his apparent purchase of Twitter, to this moment now where it looks like that's falling apart in a way it's going to be very costly for him. We'll get into that. And certain other things are coming out about Elon that, I mean, it already felt like a whole lot when the whole extremely racist factory and, you know, mass animal abuse of monkey brains stuff was coming out. But yeah, it seems to be only snowballing, getting worse. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, I mean, so if people remember, obviously Musk has just, I mean, God, for somebody who has so much money, it is really pathetic to see how much he needs to be in the spotlight. And remember, you know, when we talked about the Twitter deal that he was proposing, we speculated that, you know, there's a very good chance that this falls through because the deal that he negotiated with Twitter and with the banks that he has was so bad that it would probably get you flunked out of any kind of decent MBA course. It was very highly tied to the price of Tesla stock. It didn't seem like he even had the cash on hand to follow through on the deal. And I think he hoped that maybe he could get some other people to sign on with him to do this. And it doesn't seem like anybody else wanted to pony up the money to, you know, basically placate the ego of this petulant billionaire. So now we're seeing, after, you know, a couple months of constant news stories about all the bullshit he's going to do and, you know, just constant fanboying from one, the very strange and oftentimes seems like they might be bought kind of characters on Twitter. And also, of course, the chorus of, you know, just kind of internet YouTube weirdos, free speech warriors, who, by the way, have no interest in free speech in any kind of material way. But they do like to, you know, make it seem like their voices are the ones being silenced, even though they're some of the most accessible and easy to find voices out there. But anyway, y'all know this by now. Musk has basically signaled that he will not be able to follow through on the deal. And there's been, as this title of this article here says, a turning of the tables. Because remember, as part of the stipulation of this deal he negotiated with Twitter, was that if he doesn't buy it, he has to pay them some money. And let's get to this right quick. It's from Axios, our favorite, not really our favorite, the funny little news bite website. Twitter turns the tables on Musk, will enforce merger. Twitter's board said Tuesday, and this is last week, said Tuesday that it plans to close the transaction and force the merger agreement between Elon Musk and Twitter, the New York Times reports. The board and Elon Musk agreed to a transaction at $54.20 per share, Twitter's board said in a statement to the New York Times, "We believe this agreement is in the best interest of all shareholders. We intend to close the transaction and force the merger agreement." This followed an earlier statement from Twitter that said it was committed to completing the transaction on the agreed price and terms as promptly as practical. The big picture, Musk said last week that the $44 billion deal with Twitter was temporarily on hold until CEO Parag Agrawal publicly proves that less than 5% of users are bots or spam accounts. My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. Yesterday, Twitter CEO publicly refused to show proof of less than 5%. This deal cannot move forward until he does. Yes, but Musk currently has a contractual obligation to buy Twitter at the agreed price. Now, beyond that, if he does back out of the deal completely, that means that Twitter can pursue him for $1 billion. And that is the play here. I don't think that they're very interested in necessarily transferring the company over to his ownership, but they definitely want that $1 billion in Musk cash that was promised in order to make this deal go forward in the first place. So the boy's in trouble, right? And you've been seeing, after all this has been going on, just a complete meltdown from Elon Musk. He tweeted.
Yeah. Oh, good.
No, I was just saying he tweeted this out last week. political attacks on me will escalate dramatically in the coming months. Very goofy way of speaking. Also very typical of Musk. Not many details there. And before we reveal what was on the other side, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, that's the sort of thing somebody tweets out when they've been asked for comment on a negative story about them and they want to get out ahead of it.
So what follows this is, I'm sure everybody knows by this point, is pretty significant revelations that Elon Musk propositioned, exposed himself to a stewardess on a SpaceX flight, exposed his erect penis to her, and basically propositioned her for, you know, I don't know what the artful newsy term of this is, but a handjob in exchange for a horse. And documents that were reviewed by Business Insider found that Musk and his company basically paid out $250,000 for her silence on the issue. Now, remember, as Matt was just saying, Musk tweets this out. What time is that? 11:20 a.m., right? I guess I don't know how Twitter works everywhere, but the timeline that matters is that 9 a.m. Eastern, Musk was reached out to by Business Insider after they had already reached out to him in the past to comment on this matter. And he refused, said nothing back to them. And then a couple hours later, basically tried to preempt the news cycle by saying political attacks on me will escalate dramatically in the coming months. Later that afternoon, the Business Insider story dropped and revealed, this pretty serious revelation. Remember, this is not an open case. And this is also 4 years ago. So this is something that happened in the past. So acting like, oh, this is like new dirt or somebody coming out today because they want to come at Musk is complete BS. You know, certainly there's public interest in the story, and certainly there's a reason it came out at the time that it did. But these events happened 4 years ago, and it looks like they very, very much did happen. On top of the allegations of what he did during that flight, SpaceX stewardesses were very heavily pressured by the company to take massage license and massage courses as a part of their job, which, by the way, the company did not pay for. Not that that would make it any nicer, but it just shows how nasty that corporation is, right? So there's a lot of, you know, preemption to this moment for sure. And yeah, we've been watching this kind of meltdown go on. We got a hell of a lot more to follow.
Yeah, so just regarding these allegations, Elon's been posting his trying to post his way through it. Tara Bull, who's a crypto person, seen on Fox Business apparently, tweeted out, "Where were these wild accusations against Elon Musk before he took a stand against the establishment?" Okay. Elon says, exactly. And for the record, those wild accusations are utterly untrue. And then here he says, but okay, I have a challenge to this liar who claims. But I have a challenge to this liar who claims their friend saw me, quote, exposed. Describe just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known to the public. She won't be able to do so because it never happened. Well, another reason she can't do so is because you made her sign an NDA when you paid her the hush money for the incident.
And I don't want to speculate on him, his member, too much, but very strange kind of thing to basically imply that there is something disfigured about yourself that would be memorable that somebody could describe in the future.
And not something I don't think like, especially when it comes to unwanted exposure of genitalia, that the mark of whether it's true or not is the victim of that can accurately describe the thing they didn't want to fucking look at.
Yeah.
You psycho.
Totally psycho. And speaking of additional psychos, my governor, Greg Abbott, tweeted this and then very quickly deleted it before the allegations came out. And he said, in response to Elon Musk, basically, the tweet we showed earlier about him saying political attacks against him are going to increase in the near future, that was just like one of like a 20 thing kind of thread that he posted out there. And Greg Abbott responded, one of them says, Elon Musk picked the right state to move to. Seven minutes later. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I will say you'd be hard pressed to get me to have too much sympathy for the bloodsuckers and the people who are killing people in my home state of Texas, the Texas GOP. But man, I don't think they understood what they were bargaining, what they were signing up for when they did all this kind of fluff shit for Elon Musk in the first place.
Yeah. And you know, just one note, because he's made a point about this, these bots, and like this is a way he's getting out of the deal. But there's this, this tweet here. Percent of Twitter accounts likely to be fake or spam. I mean, Elon, and maybe this guy's wrong, but data-driven MD says this explains a lot. 70% of Elon Musk's 93 million followers are fake or spam, according to this independent analysis. It's more than three times higher than any of the data that's used for the comparison. All I'll say about that is whether that specific figure is true or not, that Elon, that there is a large quantity of bots associated with Elon Musk will strike absolutely zero people who use Twitter regularly as surprising. Like it's very clear that like it's very rich of him to make this deal about like how Twitter, how much bots there has, because he's maybe the worst at clogging this shit with people who are like, oh, I love the Tesla truck, look at how cool that is. Like fucking morons like said, this is interesting, like look at what this brilliant mind gonna do next, man.
I mean, on top of that, like, I mean, remember, this is why we were saying earlier that Musk wanted to buy Twitter in the first place, because he understands it's very important to his stock price. Because as we've argued time and time again, Tesla does not produce very much. It does not produce enough to be valued as it was before all this shit happened. And we'll get to that in a moment. Be valued more than companies that produce more cars in a month than Tesla does in a year. Right. And it's all about this kind of heightened expectation that the boy genius, or I don't know, he's not a boy anymore. Yeah. But you know, Elon Musk is going to sort of bring us into the future. And he understands Twitter is very important for his brand for that. That's why, you know, the bot's one thing. But one thing that you can actually follow is all of these kind of downstream Tesla blogs, and Tesla fan accounts, which end up being heavily influenced, if not outright funded, by Elon Musk, and certainly boosted by him. He's created a whole media ecosystem basically designed to sort of make his outlandish claims that very rarely pan out seem viable. And he's in a lot of trouble because not only were these revelations bad, not only hopefully this case in California continues to move down the pipeline about the extreme racism that was people were experiencing on his plant. Remember, you know, it was so bad they were segregating black employees into different parts of the plant that they called the plantation, and a few other names that I don't want to say anymore. You know, he's in hot water for a lot of reasons. This move here is probably the worst case scenario for him. A Tesla stock is a very bad week, gets worse after allegations against Musk. Tesla Inc. shares close at their lowest. This is from last week. Close at their lowest since late July, falling more than 6% on Friday, following the allegations of sexual misconduct lobbed against chief executive Elon Musk. Tesla loses some $342 billion in market value since mid-April. $342 billion in the market value of that corporation. Again, bad for Tesla. Also, if he were to follow through with that Twitter deal, because the Twitter deal was sort of stipulated on the price, the way he was getting his capital from banks was stipulated on the price of Tesla. And the big worry, or not worry from our perspective, but like the big kind of risk that he was taking that people were criticizing from him on, just on a basic kind of financial standpoint, was that if Tesla stock ever came back to earth, in the sense that like his price ever sort of started to reflect the actual productive capacity of that company, all of the $44 billion would be due back to those financial institutions immediately. Which again would only make Tesla stock go down even more because Musk would have to sell more of his shares.
Yeah. And you know, this is all sort of part of, I want to play this clip here. And what's interesting to me is not that he, you know, says he doesn't like the Democrats because Democrats suck, but what the reason why he gives for not liking the Democrats. And one is unions, which of course we know why Elon hates unions. And the other is trial lawyers, which is an interesting thing to say in this time when the right is all supposedly anti-big pharma. Like, guess who takes on pharmaceutical corporations if they really do something that is fucking people's lives up? It's trial lawyers getting a class action lawsuit. So, like, let's be very clear that, like, this, I mean, we could also just nationalize them too, but in the context of America, like, going after trial lawyers is like, that's a pharma cuck position. But here's Elon recently talking about his politics.
And I would classify myself as a moderate, and you know, neither Republican nor Democrat. And in fact, I have voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure.
Now, what he's going to do here is like pretend like we should be interested in his voting patterns when the reality is he's donating to both parties at all times.
Well, that too, but also just saying, if he was rewarding the party with his vote, there's a reason for that. And that's because the Obama administration basically floated that company during the financial crisis.
Yeah, like a third of $1 billion, I think, in loans.
Historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure. I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear.
Right.
Now this election, I will. The Democratic Party is overly controlled by the unions and by the trial lawyers, particularly the class action lawyers. And generally, if you'll see something that is not in the interest of the people, on the Democrat side, it's going to come because of the unions, which is just another form of monopoly, and the trial lawyers. That's where actions will be happening from Democrats.
Now, I would say just an alternative theory of like where the bad things come from the Democrats. It's from the CEOs like Elon Musk that control the party and the bankers. So that's just an alternative theory. You know, your mileage may vary.
No, I mean, we all know the character of the Democratic Party, but it's notable the two groups that he's worked up about, right? One is unions. I think that's pretty obvious for most people why he hates unions, because that represents the collective power of the working class, the people who produce the cars that he sells, and he wants to keep those people as weak as possible. Why is he so interested in trial lawyers? Well, he makes a product that's very dangerous. not only that, but you know, they basically the way that you buy a Tesla, it's not like buying a normal car. In every way, from it looking like a fucking Apple fucking waiting room or whatever, to the fact that they effectively make people in exchange for providing repairs to the car sign an effective like NDAs where they won't disparage or publicly come out about the problems that they're experiencing with their vehicles. So he has always been very worried about the public sort of recognizing the danger and the problems with the vehicles that he's creating that are out on our public roads. And he's worried about getting sued over the very, very dangerous conditions that he is not only putting his driver, the people who are driving the products that he's selling out there, but everybody else. Remember, I mean, what is it? Like 17 people have been killed at last time I checked by their automated driving program. I mean, like, you know, these things are public threats and a public menace. So, of course, you know, he's worried about trial lawyers as a class. And I don't think that it would necessarily be wrong to say that a lot of those people are the Democratic Party. I don't have too much of a horse in that race in the first place. But just know who the villains are in the Musk brain.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, the Democratic Party leadership is not pro-trial lawyers. Now, they definitely do skew Democrats, but that's because Republicans, like, have on their platform, we're going to, you know, stop like, you know, tort reform and all that shit, right? Like,
well, also, I mean, just as a Texan, I gotta say that, like, you know, Texas has like a good history of people standing up against major corporations here, You know, a lot of those like very famous cases on tobacco and things like that, they originated from Texas lawyers who were, you know, doing some decent work, I would argue. And the Republican Party here has always been fearful of them because it was a big fundraising base for that party, which I'm just saying, it's interesting that he's in Texas now and he's talking like a kind of like GOP guy, if you get what I mean. You're muted, Matt. Sorry.
It was a quick shift. He's really adopted the.
He's really adopted. We saw him in his Stetson.
Hanging out with Paxton and all the other transplants.
But should we talk? Yeah, exactly. Let's talk for a second though about what he does immediately after these allegations come out. I don't know if you have this video handy. So the day after. This Business Insider piece drops about how, again, he was propositioning employees for sex in exchange for a horse. You know, despite the massive tweeting and all this kind of stuff, the boy gets on a plane and flies down to Brazil to be honored by none other than clown fascist coup president, enemy of the Amazon and the Brazilian working class, Jair Bolsonaro. So let's just watch this for a second. See what why he came down there.
We will have a meeting with the president and the ministers because Elon is here to do something concrete to help the Amazon. So that's why he will receive a Medal of Honor from the president and the Minister of Defense. It's a huge honor to stay here with you. Thank you very much. You are a visionary. You are maybe, I think, everybody here. I'm very happy to be here. My wife is here. Okay, thank you very much, ministers, students, presidents. Let's spread the love to people. Everybody in Brazil loves you.
I love Brazil.
Worth noting that this dude is not looking well.
Yeah.
That dude is not looking well at all. Let me just say right quick, Matt, what he's being honored for is that the same kind of like very vague things like, oh, he's going to maybe bring some Wi-Fi into some underserved communities. Remember when he did this with Ukraine? I mean, the whole Starlink thing is very, very slow moving and inefficient, and that they'll be doing some satellite imagery of the Amazon. And Matt has a good point on this.
Yeah. So what's really infuriating about that, and something you need to look in whenever tech is doing some sort of public-private partnership, is the way that they talk as if they're stepping into a void that the state couldn't possibly fill itself. Thank God we're finally doing something concrete for the Amazon. Well, the motherfucker, like our boy Lula, that's this article here from The Guardian, which is not always pro Lula, let's say. But this is from 2021. Amazon rainforest will collapse if Bolsonaro remains president. It goes into a bunch of different things. And most significantly, here's this paragraph. Amazon deforestation reduced 80% between 2004 and 2012 under the Workers' Party administration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro has steadily dismantled or discredited the mechanisms that achieved that: satellite monitoring, personnel on the ground, and legislation to punish offenders and demarcate indigenous land across and conserve areas. So like the whole, like even down to like using technology was already being done. Was already being done, and Bolsonaro got rid of it because he wanted profiteers to be able to go in and pillage the Amazon more because the price of soy and other shit was going up. And so, like, I mean, that's the worst part of that, when it's like, we're going to do something concrete, those fascists say, as they have just dismantled the thing that actually cut it 80% in under a decade.
And I mean, yeah, like just adding to this, this is just a couple weeks ago. Amazon rainforest can't survive 4 more years of Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro. Far-right president Bolsonaro has presided over record deforestation of the Amazon. He loosened laws and regulations meant to protect the forest from land grabbers, miners, and loggers who've declared open season on the Amazon and the indigenous peoples who live within it. He pursued a ruthless policy of extraction and demolition. He made Brazil pariah on the world stage, earned the title as the planet's most dangerous climate change denier, and generated charges that he is guilty of crimes against humanity. Like, this is the guy that Elon Musk is flying, you know, across the world to go and visit immediately after being, exposed for being a sex pest in the United States, and to be honored by one of the most despicable people, despicable world leaders on the planet, particularly one who has one of the worst environmental records on the planet, to be honored for your defense of the Amazon. I mean, that's a fool's gold kind of award there. And I just don't know what else we need to show people about this person and their company and what they represent than this. At this point, we've talked about the abuse that happens at Tesla factories. We've talked about the lies that go into his public persona and also his relationships with governments. And also, let's not forget, this is a very, very wealthy, even with the losses that we've seen over the the past couple of weeks. This is somebody who has a hell of a lot of power to sort of move things around, from what he did to Becca Hinojosa here in Texas, where they basically used the armed guards of the state, the police force in Brownsville, to harass and humiliate and intimidate people who were protesting against Elon Musk gentrification and displacement of people in South Texas, to his role right now in, saddling up to one of the most despicable kind of clown fascist characters in global politics today.
Yeah, I was looking up this article by Alex Seitz-Wald on NBC News, and they changed the headline, but the question was still the same. And I think maybe Alex has some clarity, because this came out only April 29th. So here's the question he posed, which pissed me off so much. New: why of all the world's billionaires do progressives love to hate Elon Musk, whose fortune comes from taking whose fortune comes from taking electric vehicles mainstream? Oh, and just like the amount of assumptions in that fucking sentence. Like, first of all, like we just said, like the big problem is that we have electric cars, which is to say personal transportation not fueled by fossil fuels, isn't a fucking, like, we always wanted that. Electric cars existed for hundreds of years. So, like, the problem is that some freak capitalist gets to squat that societal need and let it drive up his valuation, and he gets to pervert it in whatever ways he wants to. Mm-hmm. And he can be a guy who hates the very concept of public transportation. That's the guy that we have in charge of this supposedly globe-changing technology. Like, that's the entire problem. So it goes down to greenwash a fascist Bolsonaro that's actively destroying the rainforest. Like, you know what, NBC News? This is why, like, you should maybe be a little bit more in touch with what the left is saying. Not that, you know, I mean, that's a bit quixotic.
Well, totally. I mean, or even like, but even like giving him that role as the guy who's mainstreaming electric vehicles. Remember, he comes into Tesla late. He comes into Tesla and basically pushes other people out because he wants, to receive not just the credit, but the control. And one of the things that you know from people who have worked with him on a high level is that he is a control freak. You can see that in the fact that, you know, I mean, God, we've done so many Tesla videos that I think it might just be worth, if you're watching this and you're not familiar with them, just checking those out. But, you know, there's just like very serious design flaws within those systems that were just pushed by Elon Musk because he wanted things to be a certain way, right? At the end of the day, what Teslas are a luxury vehicle for wealthy folks. Who want to enjoy, I mean, whatever. I honestly, I've said this time and time again, if you like the vehicles and you think they're fun, I cool. I mean, like, it doesn't bother me at all. Really, it really doesn't. But there is the kind of like the political satisfaction that some people try to push with that is just like the worst kind of like greenwashing BS. Because if you're really worried about these things, it's not like your personal consumption choices, but it's what we're doing systematically. And two, when we're talking about systematic stuff, it's like, well, we need to be providing vehicles that are affordable for people. If EVs are the way to go, right? Which I think public transportation is just something we should be leaning into much more than personal electric vehicles. What is much more important is if Ford and Chevy and Toyota are able to produce those on a mass level, because Tesla has shown time and time again that they have no ability or interest in providing vehicles for the masses. So, like, you know, that's complete BS. And again, the reason that people on the left are upset with Musk, as Matt was just saying, in addition to all of those kind of scandals, all of those kind of issues, is because we do not want to live in a society who, if yes, like, let's just like grant the idea that like EVs are like the thing that will save society. I don't think that's correct. But let's just grant that for a second. I don't want it fucking controlled by one dude, and especially this dude. And like, that's the left's critique of not just Elon Musk, billionaires in general. And it just so happens that, oh, is it surprising that the left and the socialists don't like the wealthiest person, one of the wealthiest people in the world? I mean, come on, what the fuck is in your head if you're like trying to like lob that out there? Oh, why are these socialists like not behind like the wealthiest man, one of the wealthiest people in the world? Like, what the fuck is in your head?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Talk to somebody, man.
But, yeah, do some reporting.
And let's talk about this, because this is the second, like, apart from, like, in addition, not apart from, in addition to all the things that we just outlined, the problem is that billionaires fundamentally are a threat to democracy, because in this system, money gives you power, money gives you access, and money gives you the ability to allocate things that are personally interesting to you, right? I mean, you hear Musk and Bezos say things like this all the time, like, well, I'm just very good at capital. I'm very good at capital allocation. That's what I do. That's how I think of myself, right? I don't want somebody like this who is trying to get, for example, Kyle, Texas, right? Which is a town where my family was at for a long time, right? It used to be a small town. Now it's getting bigger because Austin's, you know, sort of enveloping it. They're giving that dude a multi-million dollar contract to build a goddamn tunnel under Kyle, a tunnel system, his Hyperloop shit, that is completely useless, is already failing wherever he's put it into place, taking money out of the public coffers to sort of put because, you know, the people who are running that city are out of their minds, and they think that, like, oh, well, here's an innovator, and, like, we're going to bring Kyle into the future, right? Kyle will be, like, a name that people know. They'll know for the failure of that, but even still, in the meantime, that means money being taken away from schools. That means money being taken away from the goddamn infrastructure of a town that really needs that kind of infrastructure, especially as more and more people are moving in there, as they are right now, right? Like, these things are questions and problems of democracy. And two, the ability of people like this, as we saw, right? With these, this revelation about the fact that he sexually harassed an employee. Well, Musk's got money. And when you have money, you have the ability to skirt the law in a way that nobody else could, right? he exposed himself to somebody and he paid them nothing to, like, in you know, in relation to, like, his net worth. You know, shut them up. That's a threat to democracy. That's not an equal footing in a society. And we see this right here, which is something that I think out of all the Musk news of the past couple of days makes me the most nervous.
Yeah.
Tesla is building a hardcore litigation department where we will directly initiate and execute lawsuits. The team will report directly to me. Please send 3 to 5 bullet points describing evidence, etc. Just like insane way that he writes. We will never seek victory in a just case against us, even if we will probably never win. We will never surrender, settle an unjust case against us, even if we will lose. Please include links to a case you have tried, blah, blah, blah. And what this means is two things, right? Like, the most simple version of this is what litigation departments of big companies typically do, right? Gum up the system, overwhelm any kind of opposition. They already do this with journalists, the Musk team. Many other corporations do this as well. Basically make it so all the people who don't have the resources basically lose their legal rights because they can't afford to compete in the legal battle just financially with these companies. But what is worrying to me about somebody who is so unhinged as he is him really ramping up that side to start targeting more journalists, more critics, more organizations and groups that are challenging the abuse that he's putting American people and global people around the globe to, right? That's a power that only billionaires have. That is not a legal power that the rest of us have, because it's a power that you get from having money. And that's why the left doesn't like somebody like Elon Musk.
Yeah, and I just think we need to dwell on the irony that his whole Twitter thing was supposed in some sort of spirit of free speech. Mm-hmm. This is far greater of a threat to free speech than moderation is. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Oh, totally.
And it's not talked about at all. And like this is how one example people should look into, because it explains how an industry, even a non-massive one, can protect, insulate itself from criticism, which is why Elon wants to do this, is to look at, I think it was Simon Singh, or I'm not sure if it was Simon, or maybe it was a different Singh, S-I-N-G-H, versus chiropractors in the UK. And they sued the shit out of this guy because they don't have the kind of even free speech protections we do in America, because he was criticizing their stuff for being quackery. Hmm. And that is, if you want to understand how organized money can insulate itself, because it was quackery. And like this sort of thing is, it's especially Elon, a guy who got off of calling people, a guy, a pedophile on Twitter, and said that was just a joke. Now he's going to go, and it was always the way with this, we're the protectors of free speech. Well, a main part of that is protection of, is not juicing the libel law courts. Like, mm-hmm. that libel and slander law is, again, a way wealthy people protect themselves from criticism. And, you know, I mean, I think you're right. It is something where, you know, certain people in our business might need to look at libel insurance. Mm-hmm. If we're going to criticize this, because I guess he's, one thing you can do when you have so much money is just pay people to sit around and attack people with frivolous lawsuits because they said the Hyperloop sucks, or that your factories are racist, mm-hmm. or that you're doing all this Twitter stuff because you're mad that your ex-partner is dating a trans woman. So yeah, like Elon is a bad guy, and hopefully that was clear to you before this. Oh, Elon, and just if it wasn't clear, and just to add a little bit of corroboration to that story about the massage table proposition, well, look at the type of company that our boy Elon.
There you go. There you go.
I'm sure. Yeah, that he has no idea about propositioning people, giving them massage
for massages. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. The similarity.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Well, Elon Musk, TMBS throwback, the bad left reckoning today, bum steer in perpetuity.
Yeah, bum steer, bum horse. I mean, Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's oh, Lord in heaven. I look forward to the day. Hopefully, I don't know if it's coming, where we don't have to talk about him so much, but he's a powerful person who's doing a lot of bad shit. Well, yeah, thanks everybody for hanging out with us this evening. We really appreciate all of y'all patrons. Look forward to this Sunday, Matt's conversation with Chip Gibbons on the domestic terrorism law.
Terrorism law. We'll talk about the disinfo board and all sorts of things that, which, like, yeah, like, you know, disinformation, I think, is an acute problem. Maybe I think white supremacy is our government's carceral and criminal investigative apparatus, the things to address it. Who knows? Probably not. So yeah, look forward to that, folks.
All right. We'll see y'all then.
Peace.